glad you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for May 15th, 2025. I'm your host, Donna Leland. And today, I'm going to call it a career highlight, being able to talk with Crystal Payne. And she is the money-saving mom. Thank you so much, Crystal, for carving out time in your busy schedule for us.
I'm so honored to be here, Donna. Thank you for having me.
Now, I will have to brag because I think I was one of the very first people that liked you on Facebook back in the day. And so I have just been enjoying all that the Lord is doing in and through you as you've grown your family and you've also grown this incredible money-saving option for people to really dig in to ways on how to save money. What kind of was in your mind when you designed this back in the day?
You know, it was one of those things that I never set out to have this site called moneysavingmom.com, but whenever my husband and I first got married, so it was 23 years ago, we had set this audacious goal that he was going to go to law school and we were going to stay out of debt. And we actually had the money set aside for him to go to law school. He was going to go in state. He had scholarships. So it really wasn't going to cost that much money, but we didn't have the money for us to live, you know, buy groceries, put a roof over our heads. And so we really had to just learn how to maximize the mileage of our money. We started just figuring out lots of creative ways to save. And through that, I started sharing with some of my friends and teaching them. And then I found out this thing called blogging, which back in 2004, 2005 was a brand new phenomenon. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start sharing a little bit about saving money. I had this little mommy blog. And pretty soon people started saying, wait, hold up. How are you doing that? I need more information. Tell us more. And so then in 2007, started MoneySavingMom.com, not ever envisioning it was going to become our family's full-time thing.
Amazing. It was just so much fun to watch it all grow and, you know, like exponentially. And then for you to, you know, keep up with it and then keep adding to your family. It's just been a delight. One thing I like about your Money Saving Mom blog, it's practical. And you kind of have like a daily, this is on sale, this is a great deal kind of thing going too.
Yes, we really want to save people money, but also save people time so that you don't have to go sift through the internet to try to find the best deals. We're just really constantly looking for the very best deals on essentials. First and foremost, we're looking at food, clothing, things like sheets and bedding and towels, the things that you need to have to run a home. But then we also love finding great deals on name brand items and fun things, things that you might buy as gifts. And so it's just become this whole thing where really our goal is to help save you money, help you use your money intentionally, but also we want to save you time because time is money too.
That's so true. And I just looked on Facebook and you're up to 919,000 people who have joined your Facebook page. So you're heading toward a million and that's pretty exciting. Well, let's dive in to our audience. And we've got a lot of grandmas in our audience and grandpas and we've got, you know, other family members, but let's talk about kids. And summertime is coming, and there's a lot of need to, I'm not going to say entertain, but keep them engaged throughout the summer. Can you give us some tips on things we can do, things we can buy that would achieve that purpose?
Yes, so actually we were just talking about this as a team yesterday because we want to really help serve all of the families, whether it's grandparents, whether, you know, you're a young family, wherever you are, a lot of you have kids in your life who are going to be out of school and you're going to need something to do. And so one of the things that we have done with our younger children, we have a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, and 2-year-old right now, in addition to our 20-year-old and our 17-year-old and our 16-year-old, how to think about that. But is for this summer, we picked 2 different places that we bought memberships to so that we could regularly go there. And I think that that is one great way to really maximize your money because a membership is something that then once you buy it, you can use it again and again and again and again. So we bought a membership to the zoo, and then we also got a membership to a local gym that has classes for kids. And so we just decided those are kind of the two places that we're going to camp out a lot this summer. And so deciding ahead of time, okay, what are things that our family loves? And then what are things that are going to be things that the kids are going to enjoy over and over and over again? I think that that can be so much better of a use of your money to buy a membership than to, you know, go to the zoo and then go to the water park and then go, you know, you're just going all these different places. And it simplifies things too, because it's like, are we going to do the zoo today? Or are we going to do the gym and do the kids classes? Or are we going to do both? So that's one thing that I would suggest. And also there are so many different things online. And we're actually putting together, there is an online summer camp that is completely free. That is in June. There's also like online crafting class, online artist classes and different things like that, cooking classes. You know, how can we save money, but also how can we do things that are going to help our kids to learn and to have fun and to stay engaged and hopefully to not be on screens that much?
Oh, these are great ideas. Absolutely. Because that's what we did as a family. My husband was all about the memberships. And, you know, you go twice and you paid for it. And like you said, you have that destination. You can really, you know, dig into it. Now, water parks are great, and that's a really fun option. And wow, that can take a few hours just to enjoy. Thinking about grandparents wanting to help their children, and this would be a fantastic thing to gift them over the summer, you know, a membership to someplace special. And then you as a grandparent can take them and enjoy that. Wow, that's a great idea, Crystal. And then go over these really cheap lessons that you've got mentioned on your website.
Yes. So there are different. So one of the places is called Craftsy. So it's craftsy.com, and they have all sorts of different lessons that are anything to do with crafting. They have baking, they have sewing, they have cake decorating, they have just anything that you can think of when it comes to crafting. So it's craftsy.com, and they change their offers, but I think right now it's a few dollars for an entire year. The only thing I will say about that is you want to put on your calendar to cancel at the end of the year, because it's regularly something like $120. So they will charge you $120 if you don't cancel before your 1 year is up. But that can be such a great thing. And there's so many different things that kids can go in and pick, you know, what are the things that they're interested in? And then also the Artist Academy is the other one, and that one is 49 cents right now. The price may go up in a few weeks, but again, they have lots and lots and lots of different classes and different things to teach you, anything to do with painting or drawing or any type of art medium. Basically, you know, as long as a child is old enough to be able to draw, there's probably something on there that they could really benefit from and really enjoy. And then the online summer camp, that is one that if you just go to MoneySavingMom.com, because it's a longer URL, but if you just go to MoneySavingMom.com and you just type in the search online summer camp, it is a week-long summer camp teaching kids life skills. And so I actually did a lesson, one of my workshops, it was on teaching teens how to budget, but there are all sorts of different things. So I think it's really great for kids because summer is a great time to learn those types of skills. So things like how to iron and, you know, how to budget, how to address an envelope. You know, there's things for basically every single level and any interest. And I think it's a great way for kids to be able to get some hands-on life skills that are going to help them for the rest of their life. And like I said, it's completely free.
Beautiful. Again, I can see this really working well for a grandparent or someone else who is taking on some of that childcare over the summer. And that's, you know, a long day, 8-9 hours. And this would be a fantastic way to build into that young person's life some of these great skills. Maybe you don't feel that you're an artist, but there you go. You've got all the tools there. Just provide the watercolor paint from the dollar store, a few brushes, and, you know, some plastic covering for the table, of course. And that is hours and hours of just sheer enjoyment. For kids who maybe don't get exposed to art in schools today. A lot of that's getting cut. So this could be a neat way to augment their education. Well, Crystal, any other tips? Give us a few more here. We've got more time.
Well, I was just thinking of the grandparents, and I just have to speak to the grandparents and say, for you to be spending time with your grandkids and wanting to invest in them, not only is that a gift that you are giving to their parents, but that's a gift that you are giving to them. And my grandma, when I was younger, she actually passed away when I was 12, really suddenly, but when I was younger, she would come over to our house once a week and she would homeschool us because we were homeschooled. And so she would plan out what we were going to do, and she had so much fun with it. And I look back and I am just so grateful for all of the time that she invested in me. She would also take me, they had these craft classes at their church, and I was the only, I was, I don't know, 50 years younger than everybody there, but I had the best time. And so, just looking back as a young girl, I'm just so grateful that my grandparents invested in me, and I just have such good memories of those times. And so I was just to encourage the grandparents, and also some of the simple things that we have done, depending upon the age, but my kids, from the time that they're 3 until they're, I don't know, 11 or 12, a fun thing to do that's very inexpensive is taking them to the dollar store and being like, you have $3 and I want you to come up with something that you're going to do today, and you get $3 to spend. And now dollar stores, now sometimes things are a little bit more than a dollar. They're $1.25 or a little bit, so you might have to give them $5. But that's a fun way to really help them think creatively of like, okay, what can I buy here that's going to be something that is going to be an activity that I can do today? And so we've done that with our kids, and I think it's, not only do you get to go on an outing, and so it feels like you've went and you've spent money, but it's $5. And another thing that I was going to suggest is going to the library and letting kids pick out books and then bringing them back home and reading with them. But then also, libraries today have so many different options. A lot of them have audiobooks that you can download on an app for free. And that is something that my kids have really loved. They love to play with Legos or Magna Tiles and listen to audiobooks, and that can keep them engaged for a really long time. And so, looking at what does your library offer, some of them have, if you have younger grandkids, they have these play areas that you can take them to, or they have different puzzles or different activity kits that you can check out. Some of them even have memberships that you can check out. So, like, you could basically check out a membership to go to the zoo for free, or different museums in the area. And so, really looking at what they have. They also, a lot of libraries have story times and craft times. And so, just exploring that, because that is a resource that I feel like a lot of times is underused, and there's just so much value there. If you have a state park or national parks, so many times they have great hiking trails and things like that. Another thing that I was going to mention, and my husband and I actually are doing this together for our marriage, but this will be a fun thing that you could do with your grandchild. We're doing what we call ABC dates. And so we are going through the alphabet, and every date we're picking a different letter. And so this would be a fun thing that you could do with a grandchild, to be like, we're going to go through the alphabet this summer, and we're going to pick 2 letters a week, and we're going to, so for A, we could go to the art museum, and then we're going to go to the dollar store and get animal crackers. You could have so much fun just, and setting a budget and saying, we're going to do this for $10 a date or something like that. And it just, for us, we found that it just helps us to kind of get out of our rut and think outside the box and go to some different places that we wouldn't go to were it not for, oh, we need to check the cue box or whatever, So that is a fun thing that I would just encourage. And also, there's a lot that you can do if you have younger grandkids with water. I just saw yesterday where to take like the little box cars and freeze them in a pan of water and then dump it out on a table and give them like little plastic hammers. And the mom was saying, this gave my child 45 minutes of so much fun play. And I was like, that's such a great idea. Different things that you can do with, them just playing with scooping water or paintbrushes with water. My little kids have just loved doing that. And sometimes it's like a bowl of water and paintbrushes and some little toys, and they will have at it for an hour.
That's so true. Painting the fence. Like, you gave them a paintbrush with water, and they would paint letters and stuff on the fence, and that was just so much fun. No, it's really neat to just think about, summertime fun, and it doesn't have to be, a trip to Disneyland or World. it can be just the joy of being together and interacting and finding different and new things to explore together.
One of the things that we've done with our kids at the beginning of the summer is to have them make a bucket list. And so we'll ask them to think of what's something that I want to learn this summer, what's something that I want to read this summer if they're of reading age, what's something that I want to do this summer, what's an area that I want to grow in this summer, and just like getting them thinking about how they can use the summer intentionally. And I think that that can be just a great way to also see like what are they interested in, and they might write some things down that you would have never thought of doing with them, but having them have the act of just, you know, thinking through that, they come up with all sorts of ideas that basically you've got your summer planned for you there of like, oh, that's an easy thing that we could do. And so involving them in it and having them come up with those ideas, we just have found, especially for our older kids, it's really great for them to think of, you know, how can I use this summer well? What do I want to look back on at the end of summer and be like, wow, you know, this was like, I learned this new skill this summer, or I read these books this summer, or, you know, I learned how to do this thing, or, you know, I served in this way. That's another thing that we'll have them, you know, what is a way that they can serve. And then also teaching them skills as far as like how to do different things around the house. Like, do they know how to clean a bathroom? Do they know how to do the dishes? And when kids, especially when they're younger, you know, if you're doing it with your grandchild and teaching it and making it fun, and maybe you turn on some music or you're listening to an audiobook or something like that, and you're just really making it special, but also they're learning things and they're helping you because, you know, they're doing the dishes with you, yeah, and they're learning to clean up after themselves. And so I think don't shy away from doing things with them that might feel like work, because this is part of life. For one, it's a life skill that you're teaching them, and you're teaching them the character of, you know, you're not the one that does everything for them, that they are an active participant. But also, a lot of times kids, you know, if you make it fun and you're excited about it, it doesn't even feel like work.
I know, Crystal, you utilize this, I'm sure, in your parenting. Vacation Bible schools. I mean, was not that amazing that all these people got together and put on the most fantastic 5 days of Jesus and crafts? And, you know, and I've done it. I've had to do that for my kids and for church at times. So I know the energy that goes into that. So we just say thank everyone out there who is doing a vacation Bible school for these precious children. But Crystal, that is a very cost-effective way to get these kids to have a positive experience with church, and yet maybe give you as the caregiver a little bit of time off.
Yes, and there are so many churches, at least in our area, that are welcoming. You know, it's not like you have to go to that church to get to, you know, to sign your child up. One of my friends, she will sign, I think her son ends up going to like 8 vacation Bible schools over the summer. But it's like they're advertising it. They want you to come in. And so looking at, you know, area churches, maybe asking your friends, does your church do a vacation Bible school? That is such a great way to be able to have an activity for your child, but then they're learning things that are going to impact them hopefully for the rest of their life in really positive ways. And so I love being able to utilize that. And also you're supporting local churches too by just, you know, showing up to their thing that they've put so much work and effort into.
Well, you've covered so many wonderful topics for us, Crystal. Can you give us maybe just a few hints for the adults in the room that how can we save money just on a daily basis?
Yes. So one of the first things that I always say, which is not a fun thing, but it's so important, and that is you need to know where your money is going. You need to have a plan for your money. And I know a lot of people don't like the word budget, but I think it is so important that we are telling our money where to go instead of just feeling like it's just slipping through our fingers. And so if you have never had a budget before and you're not sure where to start, I always say that your grocery budget is the easiest place to start, because everybody has to buy groceries, and it's also the easiest way to save as well. And so just start with something very, very simple. If you've never had a budget and you have no idea how much you usually spend at the store, then let's say, you know, if there are two of you in your home, I would say, okay, start with $70 a week and see if you can do $70. If that feels so low, then let's start with $100 a week and just see what you can do, and then challenge yourself to shave it down by 1-3% every single month for a few months. And it's really about the act of paying attention to where you're spending and learning the discipline of actually following through with a budget. One instant way to make sure that you actually follow through with your budget is to take out your grocery budget in cash and only bring that to the store. So don't bring any cards or checkbook or anything like that to the store. Just bring your cash, because it will force you to stick with your budget. And one of the things that I find to be really helpful is, as I'm putting things in my cart, I am then also totaling up how much I'm spending. Also, you know, there's so many options nowadays where you can get grocery delivery, and that is a really easy way to stick with your budget, because you can see before you go to checkout exactly how much it's going to cost you. And so just challenging yourself to start there, and then once you've done that, taking it to the next level of, okay, what are your necessities? And let's start with your fixed expenses, and then eventually moving on to your variable expenses. We have a free budgeting worksheet on moneysavingmom.com. If you just go and you search for budgeting worksheet, it will pull it up. And this helps you walk through your fixed expenses and your variable expenses to really be able to create that budget to start being more intentional about your finances. Because I really feel like starting with that, then as you're looking for ways to save money, as you're, you know, finding deals, all of that, you can make sure that you are actually saving money. Because there is this tendency, if we start looking for deals and looking for what's on sale and shopping clearance and all that, that we actually spend more money because we're like, oh, it's a great deal. But if it's not in the budget, it's not a good deal for you, no matter how much of a deal it seems like it is. And so starting with that budget and having that framework, then that's going to really help you to actually be able to be intentional and make sure that you're saving money.
Well, thank you so much. I've appreciated you all throughout the years, and you've just been a beacon of light, just shining the light of God's goodness and His grace towards us as you try to be a good steward of finances. Thank you again so much for joining us on Mark and Friends.
Thanks so much for having me, Donna. It was so great to be here.
To access any of the ideas and suggestions you heard today on Mark and Friends, you can connect with Crystal at moneysavingmom.com. That's moneysavingmom.com. I'm your host, Donna Leland. Thanks so much for being a part of our Mark and Friends program for this Thursday. Don't forget, you can always access all of these programs online at Great News Media. Click on Mark and Friends, and you'll see all the MP3s available. Mark and Friends is a ministry of Great News Media. Have a great day.